The Irish luck seems to be siding with the All Blacks, who scored 6 tries to win the first test of the series on Saturday. They beat Ireland 42-19 to maintain a 28-year unbeaten streak at Eden Park and bounce back from some heavy losses on last November's tour of Europe. Joining us now are Ireland and New Zealand sports writers Kian Tracy and Hamish Bidwell. Morena kōrua.
Good morning.
Morning.
Kian, I'll start with you. The Irish were looking good at the beginning of the first half with that first try.
Yeah, it's the hope that kills you, isn't it? certainly from an Irish point of view. Look, I think it was a difficult night for Ireland, but I don't think many people would be too surprised. Ireland came into this tour, I think, with a couple of issues around the set piece, and it didn't take a genius to figure that out. And the All Blacks totally went after that. And look, they were ruthless, I think, in exploiting that. They made Ireland line out a mess. They had the edge at scrum time, the breakdown, they had the edge. So it was a tough night, and I think it could be a tough tour, to be honest, from an Irish point of view.
Mm. Hamish, to you, a bit of a rocky start there for the All Blacks, but they found their flow pretty fast, yeah?
Yeah, they had an incredibly fortunate week. You know, they lost Ian Foster, their hapless coach. I think a lot of people would regard him as being something of an imposter as the head coach. I think a lot of people have gone off the team a little bit as a result of him being the coach. So with him on the periphery due to COVID, they had the incredible fortune to have Joe Schmidt come in, Ireland's most recent coach, a real detail man, a man who gave the team, the All Blacks, the level of clarity around their performance that I think they've been missing under Foster. With the assistant coach John Plumtree also down with COVID, you had Sam Whitelock able to take ownership of the forwards. Leadership and ownership of the match has been something that the team's lacked, and that the circumstances last week allowed the players to sort of take more control of the team, which has been critical to them. And then, as Kian mentioned, Ireland's set pieces were poor. I thought Ireland probably tried to use the ball a bit much. I'd like to see them kick, be a bit more boring, put the pressure on New Zealand by hoisting the ball, rather than if you're trying to play a battle of skill against the All Blacks, I don't think you'll win that. But if you can make it a physical battle, I think they might win that. So I'd be intrigued to see what happens with Foster back in charge this week. I'm intrigued to see how Ireland respond. I thought the All Blacks, you have to give them great credit. They did well, but I'm not sure they're an elite team at this point.
Yeah, Kian, just to that, they'll be having a bit of a stock take now. But there was that change in Irish fortunes in the first half when Johnny Sexton was leaving the field.
Yeah, for me, that was actually the crucial moment, because Ireland were piling the pressure on the All Blacks in their 22, but they just couldn't quite get over the line after having scored a really good try, it must be said, through Keith Earls. But when Tevi Reis went the full length of the pitch, you know, and Ireland are under their post, and then they lose Johnny Sexton as well, to me, that was the crucial turning point of the game. They needed to kind of steady the ship, but in actual fact, they ended up conceding 2 more converted tries in that first half. And, you know, it's just too big of a gap to make up in the second half, even though Ireland actually played some good rugby in the second half as well. But you can't give the All Blacks that kind of head start, let alone in Eden Park, where obviously they're unbelievably tough to beat. So I suppose my fear from an Irish point of view would be that, kind of like Hamish touched on there, it was a good All Blacks performance. I didn't think it was incredible. I would probably give it about a 7 out of 10. And I think the All Blacks scope for improvement is probably bigger than Ireland's, if I'm being honest, because I don't think Ireland have a raft of players who they can call upon for the second test who are going to make a huge difference. I think you're going to see a very similar starting 15. You know, they had like issues with COVID in their camp as well. You might see Mac Hansen come back in for the second test in the right wing. But other than that, it's going to be the same again. It's just about trying to do basically the same kind of game plan better. And to me, that is a bit of a concern, because I think the All Blacks have had, you know, they have so much footage to work off from Ireland's Six Nations campaign, and to me, they've kind of figured out a bit how to play against them. So it's a big week, I think, for Ireland. It's a big week for the players. It's a big week for the coaching staff, because they've got to come up with the answers, or else it's going to be a long tour.
Mm-mm. Hamish, Tevi Reis had a pretty amazing game, obviously, among all those pretty amazing tries that we did see. I do have to mention, though, Māori All Blacks also put up a pretty amazing match against them last week.
Yeah, and they get another chance to do it again. I think it would be really good for rugby in general if Ireland can can win a game or two on this tour. I think we don't want to have foregone conclusions. We don't want to go into matches assuming the All Blacks will always win. I think one of the reasons there was such interest in this week's test match was that people were uncertain about what the outcome might be. I think that's critical to high-level sport. We need to have some uncertainty. We need to not know if the All Blacks are going to win. If All Black dominance is a bit boring for rugby, I think it would be great if Ireland could win. I think a lot of New Zealand fans have a soft spot for them and want them to do well.
That's right. I was cheering pretty loudly on that first try, I will admit that. Hamish, just quickly, while I've got you, less than 100 days until the World Cup in October. Hopefully we can get those ticket numbers up, yeah?
This is the Women's World Cup?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so positive about what's happening in that group. Having Mike Cron come in is helping with set pieces, having Wayne Smith come in. It's a real advantage for the team. They had a really hard tour to Europe last year. England and France sort of knocked them round up front. There's a lot of work to be done there. But as we saw with the home internationals in the last few weeks, the Black Ferns are a brilliant side. They just need to make sure they set pieces and their forward play are right. And it'll be a fantastic World Cup and one that they should be able to really contend for.
Kia ora kōrua, that is our sports writers Kian Tracy and Hamish Bidwell.